This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:47, 13 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly, we go to Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Brian Kelly said they were going to have to be very, very active in the transfer portal. And I tell you what, Zach, they seem to be doing pretty well. How you doing?
Doing good this morning, Tommy. I appreciate you having me back on. And his quote was, he's going to be very aggressive, and he is living up to the hype right now. He's putting his money where his mouth is, and really kind of surprising a lot of people with the activity in the transfer portal thus far. So it's a pretty impressive haul so far, the number two class in the country via the transfer portal. So he's doing some work, got a big one last night, and they're continuing to trend in the right direction on the recruiting trail.
You want to work from last night back?
What was that?
I said, do you want to work from last night back in terms of who they're pulling up in the net?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so you got Nick Anderson. You got the number four transfer portal wide receiver in the country yesterday. He's an Oklahoma transfer. He's fantastic. As a redshirt freshman, 38 receptions and nearly 800 yards, double-digit touchdowns. It's a tremendous get for this program. This is a true wide receiver one who can step in the mix and really make an impact right off the bat on day one. Another wide receiver that they got as well, Destin Hill, committed to the program yesterday. He's a Florida State transfer. He's had kind of a rocky career to this point. 2021 recruit, but only played one season of college football. Ultimately enrolled at Florida State in 2023. Had a handful of receptions for nearly 100 yards in his first season in 2023. Got injured in 2024. And then now he is headed to Baton Rouge, a Louisiana State native, and making his way to town. So those are the guys that they got yesterday. And then you look at a couple of pass rushing specialists that they got, and Jack Pyburn out of Florida. He's a really good edge rusher. They got him on Monday, and he made his pledge. And that's a guy who's kind of a plug-and-play player. He can make his way in and be a day-one immediate impact guy. And the big fish for me so far, Tommy, is Mansoor Delane, the number two cornerback in the country. He ultimately is going to put pen to paper. He committed to the program on Monday. And this is a big get. Number two cornerback was an all-ACC selection as a freshman, 150 tackles, double-digit pass breakups, six interceptions. Mansoor Delane's a guy who's going to come in on day one and retool that defensive backfield. He's a big-time get, and they just continue to trend in the right direction for a bunch of other players as well.
What is Brian Kelly doing? How's he accomplishing this? Is it NIL? Is somebody stepping up with money?
That's a great question. I think you're starting to see them take that kind of transfer portal window very seriously. After you lose out on a player like Bryce Underwood, it really opened the eyes of this coaching staff. It opened up the eyes of the LSU fan base that we're in a new era of college football. It's a new landscape. You're looking at a lot of kind of, sure, relationships are one thing in recruiting, but now you got to be able to pay up as well to get the best players. You can develop a relationship until the 11th hour like you did with Bryce Underwood, but if somebody comes in, swoops in at the last second and puts forth an NIL package that you can't pass up, the kid's ultimately going to go elsewhere. So you're starting to see Brian Kelly and the staff take the NIL game very, very seriously. We saw Brian Kelly put up $1 million of his own dollars yesterday. They had an anonymous donor put up $1 million as well. So it's getting very interesting in Baton Rouge. They're starting to figure out how to work this kind of financial backing that you need in order to get the top players. It's showing right now in the transfer portal, and they're continuing to dominate in that regard. It's been an 8, 9, 10-day window now that the portal's been open, and they've been arguably the most active program in the portal window.
You know, Zach, it wasn't that long ago if a coach were to kick back a little of his money to the players, all hell would break loose. We'll take a break, pick it up. We go back, 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, the half, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to our friend Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Zach, a quick word about Anderson. I'm just wondering, he was hurt a lot. Do we know about the injury situation with him? Not hurt a lot. He missed most of the 2024 season. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, so his career has been a little bit of a tricky one, right? In 2022, he elected a redshirt. 2023, burst on the scene in the blink of an eye as a redshirt freshman, broke multiple records, really showcased how explosive and physical of a receiver he is. And fast forward to 2024, battled a quad injury that ultimately sidelined him for most of the season. And now you kind of get a guy to come to Baton Rouge who showcased himself in really just a power conference with low mileage. It's a really big get for this program, but the injury was a quad injury. It looks like he's kind of trending in the right direction to be healthy. He'll get to Baton Rouge and be an immediate impact day one guy.
I'm no orthopedist. Those don't seem to be as nagging as hamstrings, are they?
I tend to agree with you there. I myself have not had a quad injury, but I have had a hammy injury, and those do linger for quite some time.
And, man, if you look at Nick Anderson's highlights, this guy, he is the real deal. 6'4", 218. A minute left, Zach. Where does LSU look next? Offensive line?
Yeah, you got to start shifting folks to the offensive line and continuing to kind of battle up the trenches. And it's really on both sides of the ball in the trenches. You go for an offensive lineman right here, you're going to continue to start trending in the right direction more for Virginia Tech center Braylon Moore. This is a guy who's on LSU's radar, a priority target. He's been to Baton Rouge, taking a visit. For me, it's a matter of when, not if, he pops in LSU's direction. So Braylon Moore, Virginia Tech center, is a guy to keep tabs on. And then beginning today on the defensive line, you're going to be hosting Texas Longhorns transfer Sadir Mitchell. He'll make his way in for a multi-day stay. LSU's really turning up the heat for him. Was recruited by current LSU defensive line coach Bo Davis when he was on staff with the Texas Longhorns. Fast forward to now in 2024, he's on staff in Baton Rouge, and the program's going to start to try to get Sadir Mitchell in for this class as well. So we'll see what they can do there. He's going to be a hot commodity in the transfer portal kind of recruiting scene. But LSU gets the first visit, and we'll see if they can kind of position themselves well for a commitment.
Thank you, Zach.
Sports powerhouse, 870 AM, WWL New Orleans, 105.3 WWL FM and HD1, Kenner, New Orleans, and Odyssey Station.
WWL First News at 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Dave Cohen on your official weather station, WWL.
Be very careful this morning. We'll be dealing with areas of dense fog on our Wednesday morning commute. Take it easy on the roads. Make sure you slow down. Later today, we will warm up. Temperatures will be back in the 70s. And then late tonight, we have a cold front coming in, so we'll turn much cooler.